Hey everyone, Andrew here, and welcome to the next episode of Beyond the Bike Podcast. Hope you are all doing well and off to a wonderful start on this Monday, May 13th. Coming at you a day late this week, and it was a busy weekend with Mother's Day on Sunday, and my wife's birthday today, Monday, so just a lot of great family time. And celebrating my mother and my wife and her birthday today. So lots of fun. And here we are, we're getting after it. Today we're going to explore what it truly means to embrace life rather than merely enduring it. And I know it's a wonky time out there, you know, for a lot of us. And we're in a place now where it's, you know, we got to really be focused on embracing our life, being grateful for everything that we have, and, you know, playing less of that card of just being a victim and going through the motions each day and being in a place where just kind of enduring the things that are coming at us. So just coming at things from a place of gratitude. And let's open it up this week with a little quote. When you think that if you finally let yourself run free, you will inevitably fall down. What you usually don't realize is that you're already on the ground. Staying where you are is a perceived safety. And this life was not given to you to be just endured, but experienced. This life was not given to you to die before you're dead. This life was not given to you to arrive at the end in perfect condition. You may feel as though the worst possible scenario is that you fail, but it is, in fact, that you fear of failure paralyzes you, that your fear of failure paralyzes you from doing anything meaningful with the limited time that you have. And I think a lot of us, how many of us can relate to the paralysis described in those words and how we cling to our perceived safety nets, those comfort zones that we live in. In some cases, deathly afraid of falling down or failing in some circumstances. But in doing so, we've already fallen. We're already on the ground, and all we're doing is just merely existing instead of truly living. The life that we live was meant for experiences. It's meant for growth, and it's meant for taking risks. Not just arriving at that destination, but being more focused on embracing the journey itself with all of the twists and turns that we go through each day, each week, each month, and in some cases, each year. And too often we obsess over avoiding failure at all costs, carefully plotting a path of least resistance. But that path is ultimately unsatisfying. And I know, you know, that's kind of sometimes how you know where you're at in life. If you just find yourself lethargic, or you just find yourself in a place where you're just not satisfied where things are at, most likely you're stuck in the status quo. You're stuck in the comfort zone. And I've been there for sure. But the real failure, if we're talking about failure, the true tragedy is allowing sometimes that fear to dictate our choices to the point where we never really pursue anything daring or meaningful. We die before we're dead, trapped in some cases in that self-imposed prison of our own cautious conditioning. Feels a lot easier to just not take risks and to stay where we're at. We're not happy. In some cases, we can be kind of miserable, but you can get really caught in that lethargic space. And the key is, you can't control all the outcomes, but you can control your mindset and the actions in the face of some of the uncertainties that you face every day. And then in some cases, you can look at your life where you're at right now and ask yourself the question, what legacy will you leave? Stories of adventures embraced or decades of inertia? And again, it's crazy how sometimes our mind works where it tricks us into staying in that comfort zone and being in, you know, just non-movement. But the question you have to always say to yourself that the choice is yours. Either I go for it and I start to challenge myself and I face the fears and I take on new challenges, or I just stay in the status quo. So repeat after me. I was given this life not to merely endure, but to be experienced fully. My fear of failure will not define me or limit my potential. I choose to embrace uncertainty and live authentically. And the key there is living authentically. So this week, your call to action is, I want you to identify just one area of your life where you've been letting fear hold you back from growth and forward momentum. What is just one courageous step you can take to move past that fear? Maybe it's a new job you've been thinking about. Maybe it's a courageous conversation that needs to happen. Or maybe it's just showing up differently for yourself, for your family. Maybe it's at work. And I want you to take that step and tune in next week to share how embracing uncertainty has enriched your journey. So until next time, stay committed to the path of experience over endurance. This is your one life to live. You know what you got to do. Go get it.